Before we start the next mission, I want to leave you with a question and maybe suggesting a possible approach to answer it on the Gemara that we read yesterday, Mishalshin Demamdeh, Mishalshin Demakos. So we had the din of the Mishnah, and we had two reasons in the Gemara as to why the din is a Mishalshin Demakos. Apparently, it's more obvious that Mishalshin Demamon, why not by Malkos, according to Abaye, it's a Zereshava, Rasha, Rasha. We had different ways to explain what it is that we're learning from the Gzereshava. According to Rava, you don't need Gzereshava. According to Rava, it's because if you're not going to give each aid full Malkus, it's not a fulfillment of Kasha Zama. Because you don't, each one wanted to mechayev a full Malkus, and now you're not giving full Malkus to any one of them. But the Gemara asks, why is Mammon different? So then the same thing by Mammon, each aid is only giving the half the money or whatever percentage. Where answers Mammon mitzarif, Malkus lo mitzarif, the way that the Rimi Lunil and the Finuki Yosef, the way that we learned yesterday, those Rishonim learn, as long as you have the central address where the money is going, so that creates a tziruf, and you can see this as a full kasha zama. But if you have some Malkus on one body and some on the other, then you don't see a full kasha zama. And we pointed out Abaye didn't hold like Rava, perhaps because Abaye felt that if the halacha should be that you could be mishalesh, you could divide the kasha zamam, then all you need to say is that you have a little bit of the kasha zamam here, a little bit of the kasha zamam there, and you don't need to have a tziruf. Rava feels you have to have a tziruf, you have to see the full picture as an integrated kasha zamam, and Abaye doesn't quite integrate a kasha zamam. As long as you can have the different pieces of that onesh distributed, that's also sufficient, so therefore Abaye needs a new drush. Okay. We also noted the Pares Yosef, which we thought was not necessarily muchrach at all. He wanted to come up with nafkaminas between Abaye and Rava, possibly Benogea, the Malkus of Ben Grusha, possibly with regard to the question of if the number of Malkus that the person would have gotten is different than what the Edom are capable of getting. So perhaps according to Rava, you should have to measure it by what he would have gotten and not by what the Edom will get, both with Kula Ula Chumra. And Abaye wouldn't say that. According to the other Nafkimini, he suggests by Ben Grusha, the Rava Svar doesn't apply, so maybe there you would say Mishalshin. And we thought to the contrary. Both of these Nafkiminas of Chora are not necessarily Mukhrach at all. In terms of the Nafkimina of who can take how many Malkus, I don't think it should matter, because Malkus is a Chiv Malkus. How does it get implemented? So you do an assessment of how much the person can tolerate, but that's not going to change the fact that the Eidim have their own assessment and they get the Malkus as per what they can tolerate. The Chiv Malkus is defined as Chiv Malkus. So it's not going to depend on whether, it's still called Kasha Zaman. The Kasha Zaman is, they wanted to impose the Chiv Malkus on the person, they'll get Malkus. How many exactly number of the lashes will they get is not going to matter, even according to Rava. That was the first nafkamina. The other nafkamina also l'chara should not be so, because to the contrary, of course, the svara of Rava may not apply by the Malkus of Losane of Ben Grusha. It's not kasha zaman per se, but the whole issue doesn't start. The whole question that you should say mishalshin. The only reason why you would think to say Mishalshin is because we're discussing a Malkus for Kasha Zaman. So Kasha Zaman, as Ramban already mentioned, the Toch HaDvarim, that Kasha Zaman is an integrated Onesh on the two Edom. No one Ed could have done it by himself. You needed Tziruf of the two Edom, so therefore you could have thought that you could take this Malkus Onesh and divide it. However, if we're talking about a Malkus of Losane, so of course each Ed has to pay his own price for the crime of Losane. So there's no Shiloh whatsoever. So therefore, again, that would not be a proper nafkamina. It could be even meduik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "E mishalshin b'malkos keitzad." What does Mishnah have to tell us a case? The case of Mammon, the case of Malkus. The Teretz is because we just got off the Mishnah that discussed the Malkus of Losane. In the previous Mishnah, Rav Meir talks about a Malkus of Losane in addition to the Malkus of Kasha Zama. The Mishnah wants you to realize that what I'm saying here about Im Mishalshin B'Makos is only relevant, is only what to talk about when we discuss the Malkus of Kasha Zaman. And then the Chiddush is Im Mishalshin. But by Losane Malkus, we never had a question. There was nothing to discuss. And the Mishnah wants to make that clear by giving us the case of Keitzad, of the case of Malkus of Kasha Zaman. That's not what I wanted to say. It's just sort of just to connect, to go over from the end of Shi yesterday. The Kasha of Avachana Nekovitz Biurin. Kodesh B'Yurim, just a few little ha'aris and a few mesachdis, and he has the last piece on a mesachdin Makos. He has this question. Those of you who remember, it wasn't terribly long ago, but it was a couple a while back. On Daf Gimel, we had this Mishnah quoted as part of the understanding of a statement of Yehuda Marav, Eid Zomer Mishal Mefi Chelko. What does it mean exactly? An Eid Zomer pays his share. So the Gemara originally says, does it mean simply that you divide the Kasha Zomam amount of Tashumin according to the number of Eidim? So that's a Mishnah. You don't need to tell me that, for Rav doesn't have to tell me that. The Gemara goes on and says, the Omer Eid Sheker He Adati, and so on. L'maisa, what does it say then? So you have the statement of the Omer Eid Sheker He Adati, the Gemara is rejecting it. The Gemara ends up saying what it means, umaskana, and it goes even according to the Chacham and not Rabbi Akiva. Bottom line, what does it say? That a person who's an Eid Zomim pays his share. Now, umaskana se Gemara, it means he comes and testifies that I and my other aide were Nischayim Mamon in another Beis Din. And Beis Din can mechayev this aid. Okay, so we'll come back to that. That's the maskana. Rabbi Chana's kasha is on an earlier part of the Gemara, that the Gemara says, and it was Rabbi there who's speaking, that what is the meaning of Yudim Arab's statement? Eid Zomer Shevichelko, but Omer Eid Sheker He'adati. So who remembers what that means? Machokis Rishonim. What does that mean? Tosus learns it means that he first discredits his own Eidus. He's molded that it was Sheker. And then what happened was, who remembers what happened afterwards? There was a Azama, both of them. And his Eidus would not require him to pay Kash Azama, because by the time of the Hazama, it was already discredited by himself. So the Nafkamina is for the other aid. The Chiddush is that the other aid pays his share of Kash Azama. That's Tosus Pshat. The other Rishonim learned that, not talking about a case of Hazama, but of other Eidim, it's like a self-Hazama. So Hadras Baldin on Hazama, and therefore he's Machayit himself through saying in Shekayadati that I wasn't in that place to see what I testified against. So that should be Hadras Baldin to Machayit him as per his Hoda. Okay, so now let's think about this. As for Bachanan, what's the Pshat here? This Ilkimta of Rabbah, Eid Sheker Hiadati requires this aid, or according to Tosus, the other aid, to pay only a portion of the full tashumen of Kash Azama. Right? Now, he asks the following. What's the halacha in our Mishnah that Mishalshim the Mamon? So according to Rava himself, the reason why Mishalshim the Mamon is because by Mamon there's Tziruf. Mamon Mitzdarek. So the person who received the money got the full amount. So there's tziruf. So why is it enough for each aid to pay part? Because the other aid is paying the other part. But over here, you don't have that. Here you have only one aid paying one part, and the other part's unaccounted for. So how can it be? Why is it true that Mishal Mufi Chelko? If there's no tziruf, then the halacha should now revert back that he should have to pay everything. Wow, what a kash. In other words, the reason of Rabbi, he says Rabbi himself is the one who says the reason of Mishalshin the Mammon because of, as the Gemara concludes, because Mammon is Mitzdarev. But over there is no Mammon to be Mitzdarev. All you have is one aid paying his share and the other aid is not part of this. So Das Baldin and nothing, and being Rashi, being Tosef, being Rabban, whatever the pshat is, one aid is not paying and the other aid is not paying the full amount. So Rav Chana asked the kasha on Rav himself. Maybe we could argue it could be even a kasha according to Abaye. How did we learn Abaye yesterday? What did Abaye disagree with Rav? So Abaye says you don't need to see the tziruf of everything together. As long as you have the different pieces of kasha zamam in different places, that's also good enough. Yeah, but even Abaye would require that the different pieces have to be accounted for. In other words, the kasha zamam has to be ultimately distributed. Just that you don't have to see it all, you know, all together. So that's why Malkus needs a new reason why you can't divide the malchus, because otherwise, if you see this person gets 13, this one 13, this one 13, a maisa, that's how you divide, 39. But and mammon, you know, so quite the body also need the idea that the kasha zamam onus has to ultimately have representation with proportionate to the eidim. Just don't need the tzira. No, so how could there be a gemara daf gimel that you can have one aid paying only his share without any representation of the rest of the kasha zamam on the part of the other eidim? That's a question. No.
Hey, what this daraf means that every person is using his kash zamam by paying with his chen.
But there is no other person. Other person, there's no mechayv in the other person here. The other person, at the end of the Gemara, if. Let's imagine like this. Okay, let's imagine that there's two eidim that mechayv and kasha zamam, and one eid runs away. So I wouldn't have to be asking a kasha, hey, wait a second, how can you let one eid pay 100 if the other eid is not letting us get to him to pay the other 100? Would that be a kasha? No, because l'maisa, there's fundamentally a chiyuv of 100 on eid number one and 100 on eid number two. If he doesn't want to cooperate, so good, but that doesn't make the first eid have to pay more. So I understand. But here it's different. Here there's only a machayev one aid, and the other aid is not part of the chiyuv. And yet the first aid doesn't have a bigger chiyuv now to accommodate the kasha zamam. That's our problem. Because if there is the etzem chiyuv on both aidim, so the fact that one aid is not complying with the basis psak is not going to now increase the obligation of the first aid to compensate for that. That I understand. But here, the halacha as gepaskind in the Gemara is, again, that point of the Gemara, eid zam misham ufi chelko, is that it's okay to paskin on this aid based on his aid of sheker reality, to paskin on one aid to pay only part, and ignore the fact that the rest of the kasha zamam is not being paid by anybody. And the psak halacha is dictating that. The psak halacha is dictating that. So why wouldn't we say naturally that he should have to pay the full amount, because there's no mitzvah here? That's the kasha, Eliyah.
Maybe we could say what we're saying in the base lady from yesterday and say that Rava is really saying it's a din on the nidon, and therefore it would only be like a chiyuv of half of the 100.
But I don't have that.
Just like yesterday we were saying in Rava,
right,
that by mamon you're able to be mechag and you're able to say that you only pay 100 instead of 200 because it's then the nidon, and maybe you can find some
but again,
on.
But the nidon isn't getting fallen out. That's the problem here. According to what we hear from this aid, the nidon should be getting 200. And all we're doing is...
The group is chayav 200.
The group is chayav 200.
So
what he's saying...
Okay, so at the end of the at the end of the day, the second guy's not here, but the chayav is still on him. We just have to find him, whatever.
Is that what it is? You're getting somewhere. Yeah, here we say, yeah.
At the time the aid is what they try to do. They try to make that chayav 200 juz. So each aid has his...
Good. Right. We're all getting warmer. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
That here the kasher zamam is on both aidim, but in the previous Gemara, the kasher zamam itself is only on the one aid.
Yeah, but let's understand what that means. But the halacha of an aid zalman paying tashumi mamon of kasher zamam, the fact that he's only paying a part is predicated on the premise that mamon mitzdarif. Without that svara, what should, according to Rava, be in a kasha zamam? Without that mamon mitzdarif, what should each aid be paying? Just like by malchus, for example. By malchus, you don't divide it, because each aid has to pay the 39 malchus, because it's two bodies, so there's no tziruf. So if there's a case where there's no tziruf, why shouldn't this be the equivalent of malchus? Why shouldn't he have to pay the full amount? If the reason why he can get away with paying part is because of mamon mitzdarif, this case doesn't have mamon mitzdarif. Yes?
Maybe Rabbi only said mamon mitzdarif when there were two eidim there. The only time he applied that din was when there were two eidim. When there was one eid, maybe he wouldn't have applied that din.
Why not?
If there are two eidim, then I feel like there's much more reason.
And I'm asking even Kohen Tabayi, the way I'm suggesting it could be Kashi with an Abayi, but you're saying even... Yeah.
Tosfos on Gimel said that the aid who was Moda did not shayach the Torah Sazam anymore. So
the other person is paying half, but how can he, but his paying half doesn't come with the other half being compensated. So like again, so similar type of question.
There's no more second half that you need to be compensated because it's not.
No, but how can you impose an onus kasha zamam on part of the money if right now there isn't a mamon mitzdarif that lets you be parted from the rest of the money? Why should you be'etzem kasha zamam should require that the entire amount of money be paid to the person? Except that since mamon mitzdarif, so therefore it's good enough for each aid to pay his part. Here there's no other part that's being paid in the Pesach Din. That's our question.
Maybe it's like the case of Misa before, where like Misa technically should have been split in half, but you just couldn't. But here you end up saying it's putter. Here you have to pay the full. Really,
well, I know, make it pay the full amount then. That's our question.
It has to be between two, but it should have been.
In this case, our problem is let him pay the full amount. Why is it only Fichelko?
Can we ask over there on Gimel that how could this guy be Chayav? How could this be in the Chayav if he's only one Eid and we end up saying in regards to his Eidus? If the other guy's also involved, so maybe you could say here also, if the other guy's also involved.
You're saying good. Okay, so let me try to present it. I'm taking a little bit of what a few different people are saying and maybe we'll be a bit sour of it, okay? Okay, it's okay. We're in Bechabura, so I want to return to the Maskanas HaGemara, because at the time I don't think we gave a good pshat, and it's maybe good opportunity now that we're in this Mishnah to revisit the line of Gemara that we didn't understand at the time. So the Gemara's Maskana on the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. What does it mean? Is again, we wanted to go even according to the Chachamim. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, who's Eid Zam is Knas. So we'll talk about a case that the aid came before us, for Bezin, and said, I and my other aid were in another Bezin. We were found to be Zolomin, and Bezin was Mechayiv us with the Chiv of Kasha Zam. That means that this aid is reporting to a new Bezin that he and his fellow were Mechayiv $200 in that other Bezin. Now, the other aid is not molded to this, but this is what the Hodash Bodin of one of the two Aidim is. According to his story, he and his friend were Mechuyiv, were Gepaskin on by the other, and it was already Mamut. So even though the Tashuman of Kashazam is Knas, and Modi Knas is Pater, says so Gemara, but since he's already telling us about what happened after the Pesach Din, and then it converts into Mamut, so then he's being made on Mamut, and what is the Din? Therefore, he's Mishalem 100. Says, so what's the chidush? So we're explained. Sa'kedai b'chamina, this is the one that we didn't understand at the time. Sa'kedai b'chamina, kevin de l'chavrei lo matzim l'chayiv rei, yunami lo m'chayiv. Since he can't be m'chayiv his friend is not being moda, so maybe he's not chayiv either. So we can't make him chayiv 100 based on his odas baldin, because his odas baldin speaks about a story of he and his friend being m'chayiv in the money of Kasha Zaman by the other Beis Din, and his friend is not here, he's not Moda, so maybe he wouldn't be Mechoyiv either with his Kamash Malan. So we didn't understand. I understand. If I come to Beis Din, I'm Moda, that I and my friend broke somebody's window for Mazik, and we caused $200 worth of Hezek, and the other guy doesn't agree, denies the whole thing. No, according to my Hodas Bodin, I owe 100, which is my share in the Hezek. So would there be a Havamina that Bezin couldn't be mechayiv me $100 based on the fact that my story involves another person, he's not Moda? Like, what does the Gemara mean? That we ask that. Well, what's Pshat Gemara? What kind of Havamin is it that, what, since he can mechayiv his friend, so maybe he wouldn't mechayiv him? Like, what? Bottom line is, he's Moda, that he's a chiyuv mamon, that he's mechayiv together with the other guy. So the other guy is not agreeing to it. And basically, his share is what it is. According to his report of Hodash Baldin, he should be paying 100 because the Psak didn't was and the other Beis Din that he and the other one together paid 200. So 100 for him, 100 for the other one. The other one's not here to be Moda. He doesn't agree. But my Hodash is on 100. What's the problem? What's the Havamina de Gemara? Kamash Malan, Mishal Vichelk. So what, at the time, we didn't have a good pshat, but I think now, in light of reading this Mishnah and the Ramban, I think we have a pshat. What's the svar here? Of course, to a stam hodah and a maaser mazik or whatever, there's no question. The fact that my story has to do with somebody else and that person is not here to be molde doesn't agree. I mean, of course, what I'm being molde on can feed my shir and what I'm mechuyev, I'm mechuyev. However, here it's specific to what? To a hodas badin on a chiv of kashazamam. Kashazamam is a halacha that basin imposes the chiv on who? On the group, on the unit. Because they're the ones who are zamam. And they're the ones who now have to be punished with the onus of kashazam on the group. Now here you see an interesting thing. He's being molded that he owes $100, but why does he owe $100? Because of his version of the story. So when we're mechayev him, it's not stam, oh, you mowed $100, pay $100. Apparently you see here a nekuda, that in Hadras Baldin, when we're going to paskin based on Hadras Baldin, so we're mechayev him to see his version of the story. You know, we're mechayev him that which he says he owes according to the terms of what he says he owes. So it's pshat, we're mechayev him his shir of kashazam. Not the one, mechayev $100 because he says I owe $100. He says he owes $100 because he and his friend went to Schai $200 as part of Kasha Zama. So now Bezin is going to hear from him that he owes $100 of the $200 of the Kasha Zama. So Bezin says, you pay $100 Kasha Zama money. Oh, says more, but maybe you argue that since any psak of Bezin that has to do with Kasha Zama is by definition a psak that's imposed on the unit of the Edus, on all the Edus, and here, the other person is not being fined kasha zamam, quote-unquote, kiva, calling it a fine, whatever. Not, this person is not being mischayv the mammon of kasha zamam because he's not here to be molde, he just doesn't agree. So you might think that we can't even render a psak on his shir without the other, without also rendering a psak on the other person's shir. That's the molde tem. Come on, I'm not sure, I think that's psak in the gemara. So what's the kamash mala? Mashmalan, that what? No, because according to what you have in the din of Mishalshin, so his chiyuv is ki'ilu, there'd be another person paying the other half. We don't need to have that other person paying the other half right now when we're passing on him to be 100. His paying of 100. His paying or what he's paying is going to be measured and defined by what would be his share with another aid. So he's moda on a chiv of kasha zamam that was mischayev in another based it. According to what he's telling us, there's another person that was mischayev as well. That person's not here, in a chinami. But we have a right, that's the kamash, we have a right to make him pay what would be his amount if there'd be another person that would be neschayev the other amount. We don't need that chiyuv bepoel of the other person. We just have to imagine that other person's chiyuv here to help us determine what this person's chiyuv is. What I'm saying in effect is that Gemara Daf Gimel, Rabosai, is coming after the Mishnah on Daf Hei. In other words, there's halacha mishalshin. Why Mishalshin ben Mammon? So Rava told us why it's Mishalshin ben Mammon, because Mammon is starring. I have a total picture of Kasha Zama. Now that I know the din of Mishalshin ben Mammon, that if I have a total picture of Kasha Zama with all the Edom together, that you can see that as one Kasha Zama, now I can look in Dav Gimel and say, so one person is telling us that he's Nischayev Mammon of Kasha Zama, so his Chiv is going to be measured by the imagining there was another person here that the money would mitzdarif with. No, that's the same thing earlier in the Gemara. Eidus sheker hayadati. So we want to mechayev him kifi chelko. What's Abachan asking? But how can it be kifi chelko? There's no mammon mitzdarif. The answer is, you don't need the mammon mitzdarif to be here practically. You need the hypothetical mammon mitzdarif. That's sufficient. Because once the halacha is that mammon mitzdarif, so now we just take the hodah of the Eidus Sheker Hayadati, or according to Tosis, it's the other person's hazama, and we now can be mechayev that person, the chelek, again, in accordance with that there be with him another person, whether or not the person is here, that doesn't matter. It's just a way of calculating, given the halacha of Mamad Mitzdarev, the hypothetical Mamad Mitzdarev is sufficient. The Gemara Dav Gimel is coming after the Gemara in Dav Hei. Rav Chanan had it backwards. He was saying, no, if the only reason the young fatal man Mamad Mitzdarev, so it's not Mamad Mitzdarev over there, there's no other A. The answer is the other way around. Mamad Mitzdarev is a reason that you have the din of Mishalshim. And just like the Gemara, and you could have thought of having in at the end of the day that Gemara has there, that maybe you can mechayev hodas baldin on part of it. But you could. Why could you do it? Because I don't need to have the other person's being mechayev right now. I just need to know that your chiyuv is measured by what would be, if there was another person, what would be the other person's chiyuv. Now we know what your chiyuv is. That's the thing the Pshat in the Gemara earlier too. Eidus shekariyati is enough of a basis to mechayev kefi chelko, because there'd be the chalko is, according to another aid's tziruf, that's enough to create the chiyuv on the part that you're paying. I don't think that's maybe such an easy svara, but I'm taking this from a lot of everybody's. A few people said it in different ways. I think that you were onto it. You know, again, I maybe it was mitzarev too many things here, but yes, go.
I don't see how that would work. If you want to say that what would be like? Imagine if that guy was there and then. And you could see how much
that's what I'm saying. You could do that.
But
because
you know in this case the guy never will be there.
Doesn't matter. Because the chiyuv of Kasher Zaman is defined by the potential of a tzira from somebody else. As long as I can know, I can see that Hazama has within it tzira. You're asking a maskana, you're asking on the earlier part. What? In the Eidus Sheker Hayadati case.
Yeah, so.
Again, at the end of the Gemara, you could ask it also, but the Gemara says, Kamash Mung on that, do you say? So, you're asking on that too? You're saying the Maldutema of the Gemara at the end is also too, you hear better than the Maskana?
I don't know.
You have to know what the Kamash Mung would be at the end. I'm going to the Kamash Mung to mean that you can take the hypothetical. You want to say maybe it just means that Hodas Baldin doesn't have to mean I have to hear a story, I just have to hear the bottom line.
I'm saying a hypothetical.
It's possible.
But
again, but you don't have. I'm saying you don't have to have the real possibility. As long as you know the din of Hazama has in it the notion called Mamad Mitzdarev, therefore the Chiyuv can be defined Lufi Chelko. That's what I'm saying. Again, maybe it's not the full answer. Maybe it's only the beginning of an answer. But I think it's at least it's the beginning of an answer. Could be even follow up a little bit more here. But at least it's an approach. I would be masking. Maybe you would want to be masked a little bit better. But I think this is intuitively, I think, what you have to say in response to the kasha. I don't think there's any other way to navigate in terms of approaching this kasha. You have to say something along these lines. Elio from before, yeah?
Maybe as you should feel what Jesus is asking. In the Rashi on Gimel, he says, Rashi says that the basin is not said shlish b'nehem. Zafka, it's on the basin that's the one that's doing the shlish. So it doesn't matter if the other guy's not there.
Okay.
And so you don't need the other representative.
Yeah. Okay. But again, but it's still you have the Gemara Mamad Mitzdarev. You still have to deal with the Gemara Mamad Mitzdarev. We're saying that doesn't have to be the.
But once the base ends,
yeah. But there isn't anyone to give the other part two base in either.
But it's really on the basis job in there.
Yeah.
Just to maybe strengthen Yaakov's question. Meaning in the last where we end up with may go to Mamatim, where you thought, that's because maybe one day the guy will come and be more than beaten and actually everybody do all the money. So it is theoretically possible.
Could be possible.
But that one's never, because especially how Tos explained it, it's just out of the picture.
Yes, they're saying it's more a question on the earlier part of Gemara. Nope. Yeah.
But,
go ahead.
Also, the way we just explained it though, that maybe you thought it had to be the whole kat, and that's Mashmalani doesn't be.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't that only work with a baye? Because we said the kashtamam has to be on the kat versus Bisub Rava. He views as kashrut among individuals, so isn't that whole habmin only in a bayi now?
I think not, because I think even according to Rava, that each one pays his own malchus because you need kashrut zaman. But it doesn't mean that you have to. That it's still an onesh that's imposed on everybody as part of the kashrut zaman. But each malchus, it's the kat is comprised of individual eidim, so the onesh is still Malkus, Malkus. He's saying Rava sounds like he's talking about the individual's chiyuv. Could be that the Beis Din mechayev both Malkus and at the same time. In other words, it's a chiyuv, imposing the onesh on the cut. How? You Malkus, you Malkus, you Malkus. In other words, it's still viewed as Beis Din imposing it on everybody. It's just that it gets, has to, because you need kasha zamam, so you have to see the kasha zamam as one. If you give only one part of Malkus to this one, part to this one, you don't see the kasha zamam carrying it. But the onus is still viewed as a, giving it to everybody. I don't think it's necessarily a contradiction. Think about it. Okay, next Mishnah. Isomer, questions before? Okay, Mishnah. Eina edim nasim zomimin ad shezimu es atzman. So what does this mean? Rashi says, Yezimu es atzman, shezimu osan beiske gufan velo beiske ahorig ve'ahoruk. What you have here is the definition of azama. The second pair of edim have to discuss in their edus the matter of the first edim's not being able to have been edim. They could not have seen what they testify they saw. As opposed to if the second pair of edim were discussing matters relating to the substance of the edus, not the status of the edim as edim. If they're discussing the prayers, the horig, the harug, that would not constitute a zama. Can be first for us, though, as the Mishnah goes on to say, Ketzad, Amru mi'idim anu b'shponi sh'ar ages ha'nefesh. So the first testimony by the first edim was somebody was a ritzeach, he killed somebody else. Amru lehem, come the second pair, and they said, Hey, chatem mi'idim, how could you say that Reuven killed Shimon? Shari nerag zeh, o horeg zeh ha'yayim manu osi yom b'makom ploni. You couldn't say Reuven killed Shimon because Reuven was with us, or Shimon was with us at that time and that place, in a different location. In other words, you say the Ritzicha happened at this place, but no, the Horeg or the Nereg was with us somewhere else. Ein Eluzomin, that's not called Yezimus Atzman. They're just contradicting the substance of the Edus. That wouldn't be called Hazama. You wouldn't necessarily, wouldn't believe the second pair over the first pair. You wouldn't carry out Kash Hazama. That would be a question of Trey or Trey. And you don't know who to believe. You couldn't believe either one because you don't know which is correct, which that is correct. Avo. Amru lehem, hechatem idim. How could you testify that you saw Reuben kill Shimon? Shari atem ha'yisam imanu osayom b'makom ploni. You were with us at that time in a different place. Shari elu zomimin. Then the first pair becomes zomim v'neirogin al piyem. And they'll be killed based on the edus of the second pair of edim. So that's the yisod that the Mishnah is telling us. Tosis basically says the same thing. Ein edim zomim atzim shizim atzim pirish atzman shel edim. Sheyomru lehem atem b'makom ploni imanu yisem v'lo shezimush sheyomru ha'horeg oneg ha'imanu. The Chevra was asking me, what is Tosis adding? So the Mishnah says it, Rashi says it. Kinira, there was another pshat in the Mishnah, which I don't know how it would fit with the whole Mishnah, but Rabbeinu Chananya brings, initially, Ra'inu Rabbeinu ha'ga'onim shki pirshu ahonu pshat ad sheyezimu atzma means ad sheyachrishu v'lo yakhishu ha'muzamin es ha'mazimin. That you need to have that the people who are testified against do not agree. I'm not sure what this means exactly. They have a Haggah on the bottom. I'm not quite sure what he's saying. But I think Tosis had that in mind when he changes the pshat. The Ma'aser Rabbeinu Chananu says further, "Anu kibalnu et shezimu atzman, shezimu ha'edim atzman, v'yomru lehem atem ha'isim menu b'makom ploni ba'osayom." And he says, because the Mishnah goes on to explain what it means, so it's clear what the Mishnah is saying. So, Rabbeinu says, I don't know exactly what the Rach is saying. I have to check into it a little bit. But Kinira Tosis was trying to set the record straight the same way the Rabbeinu Chananu was. So, Ma'aser, that's pashtus in the Mishnah. Yeah.
Is it possible that Tosfos is referring to the Lashon HaMishnah? The Lashon HaMishnah is not so mashma that the group themselves are being huzah. I mean, it seems like Achezimu Atzman, like they themselves are making.
Okay, but when I said the Mishnah goes on to explain it, I mean, so it's self-evident from the Mishnah. But apparently there was some other pshat out there. Again, I don't know what this pshat is exactly, but okay, people are trying to, a slightly different language in the Tosis heading and the Mishnah, but again, what does that really mean? In my sense, it's the same basic idea. The Mishnah has another din afterwards, says the Mishnah right there, Boachem ve'izimum, Boachem ve'izimum. If you have, according to Rashi, what does it say? Boachem she'idu alav ke'edus harishonim. So first pair of Edim said whatever they said, Reuben killed Shimon. And then a certain kind of Edim were mazim them, you couldn't have seen Reuben killed Shimon, you were at that place, at that time you were with us. Another pair of Edim came and testified like the first pair. So the same pair of Edim that were mazim the first Edim on this Maisa came and was mazim the second pair of Edim. I feel Meya, even if it's 100 times, in other words, 100 pair of Edim were testifying about the same Maisa, and the same Kat were mazim all 100 pairs. Kulam Yahargu. Yes.
Why isn't this Mishnah or Gemara part of, or at least follow on from, the very first mission that we have in our Gemara? Because it seems like it's very relevant, very connected. Is our first Mishnah.
You're saying with the order of the Mishnah, this is what, the fifth Mishnah, sixth Mishnah in our Masechta? What is this now? What Mishnah is it? But the case of Nanu, case of Nasim Zalmanin, then we have the case of Shaman, what? Rav Gimel, then you have Meir Zuz, 3. Then you have the Meir, 4, 5, 6. Mishnah number 6. You're asking, why is it Mishnah, why is it wait 6 Mishnahs to talk about the basics of Hazama?
Right.
It's a good question. Seder of Mishnahs. Why does the Mishnah... It's a very basic thing. You should expect this to be first. The Gemara sort of asked that question in the base. And Mar says, what? You should say, Kesad, Enid, Nasin, Gon, Wait, Mar says, it's a Hemshach to Sanhedrin. So that's why once we had Sanhedrin, we had the case where they're not getting exactly Kashas on them. So we had another example. And then once we had that, we had other cases, which is a little bit unclear how to do the assessment. Yeah, you have to think about exactly why the Seder is what it is. Okay, I don't know offhand. But meanwhile, the second part of the Mishnah, just again, where are we here? So the same pair of Edom are mazim, 100 kite Edom. Afilum hein, says Rashi, afilum hein mea kito zuach azu, v'kat acha, says he must and kun yahargu. That's the Tanakama. That's the din, that the same kat can be mazim, even 100 others. If you don't mea istatis hizu, Rashi says, akat azos kachel edus sara v'satja hi. This is too suspicious. This kat that's mazim, everybody is an edus that's offbeat, it's not regular, it's not normal. Kach natlu etza beineyem, lahazim is koma bo la'odolav. We have to see this as a conspiracy. Like a conspiracy, they wanted to mazim anyone, they want to make sure that this edus does not ever get accepted. So anyone who's going to say that, they're out there to negate it. And therefore that can't be accepted as a valid hazama. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. What do you mean? Why Kata Rishona? That's the Sugya Sagemar. Zog to Gemara. So now on part one of the Mishnah. Minani Mili. How do I know this halacha that the only time you can call it Hazama is if the Mazim es Atzman, meaning that they testify, Yimanu Hayisem, on the Edim, you are with us, as opposed to saying the Horei the Nerag were with us. Amar of Adad, the Amar Kra. This is a Pasha of Edom Zalmin, says, V'hinei eid sheker ha'eid sheker ana. It's a sheker ana ba'achiv. So what's the drasha? Ad she'tishaker gufa shel edus. What's the drasha exactly based on? Rashi says, gufa shel edus, gufan shel edin. What exactly in this pasuk is suggesting that it has to be gufan shel edin? From the language of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, sounds like it's in the Lashon Sheker Ha'ed. I believe, let's see, the Lashon HaRambam. Amr Torah, says the Rambam on this Mishnah, Hinei Sheker Eid, Velo Nemar Eidus Sheker Eid. It's Eid Sheker Ha'Eid. Now, of course, it means Eidus Sheker. Why do you say Eid Sheker Ha'Eid? We're establishing the Hazama, and the Torah says Eid Sheker. It sounds like the Hazama was looking at the Eid himself as not being really an Eid. Eid means he saw something. You said you saw something, and you're not really so. So that the psul had to be in the different in the status of his being in his attributing to himself that he was an aid. Vlonema edus. If they would say the horig the nerag was with us, and that would be considered hazama, then it wouldn't say aid sheker her aid. It would say edus sheker. That's the Rambam. Achitia edus aletzama aidim blal davashe idu alav. Yeah, the Ritva has a different shot. The Ritva seems to say that the drash is the notice the Lashna Gemara. The Gemara quotes Ne Eid Sheker Eid Sheker Ana. So the Ritva learns it's the fact that it says the word Sheker twice. It's redundant, right? You could say Ne Eid Sheker Eid Ana Be'achi. What does it say twice? Sheker. Perish v'Sheker Kama Miyutzer L'Drash. Well, the first Sheker is extra. Could say Ne Eid. Just say sheker on a biyachid. Sheker kam miyuta l'drasha. The eid atzmo haya sheker. Eid sheker ha'eid. By saying the extra word sheker, the sheker was in the eid himself. That's how he's rationing it. The next drasha, the other possible drasha, dever b'shmol tana. It says in the pasuk lanos bo sara. Again, what is the lashon pasuk? Ki yakum eid chamas be'ish. Lanos bo sara, and then Vamdishne Anashim, and then Vidosho Shet of Tamhete, Vineid Sheker Ha'eid. So now we're going back to the first pasuk. Ki Yakum et Chamas, this is the one that's going to be a Zomim. Ki Yakum et Chamas Beish, Lanos bo sara. So what does it, Tanav Bishmal say? Acha Tisra Gufa Shel Eidus. Sara means it's removed. So we say Acha Tisra Gufa Shel Eidus. Rashi writes, Lanos bo sara, Pasha Seid in Zomim Ksiv, Sara Eidus Hamuseres. Shehusru Misha. So it's mashma from Rashi. What's the drashi here? The eid is eid chamas lanos bo sara. Sara means that he wasn't there. That he's removed from what he's saying. He's saying he's an aid. He's saying lanos bo to testify. But sara, he's removed from there. He wasn't there. He didn't see it. So the Russian sara is that it's the gufa shel eidus. Was sara that he wasn't there? Not that he could have been there, but he's just making up a story. But he wasn't there. He wasn't an aid. He was removed from there, from being an aid. He was removed. Eidus shehusra misham. The Ritva has a different shot in this, and this drasha too. The Ritva learns not from the sara, but from the bow. V'chein idach dashin v'yosef lanos bo sara miyiturahu d'ubay l'mechtav bo d'aksiv ki yakum eidachad be'ish. Why say lanos bo sara? Elavadi achi kama lanos ba'atzmo shel eid sara. The bow means in the guf ha'eid. Only thing is, the pshuto shel mikra chara doesn't stem, because what's the pshuto shel mikra? What's the lanos bow? What's the bow? Who's the bow going on in the Torah? The pshat of the pasuk. The nidom, right? The eid chamas is coming lanos bo sara about Ruvain. So this is the drasha, Kwenta Ritva, Lanos Busar, that we're using these words to explain what the Mizim are saying about the Zomim, about the first aid, about Lanos Bo meaning the aid, the Eidus. So that's another drasha. So either way, these are the two drashas for the din of the Mishnah. Okay, so that's the halacha, that it's only considered Hazama, that we only believe the second pair of Eidim if they say Imanu Hayisim on the Eidim, not if they would contradict the substance of the Eidus. But why should that be? Yes. Yes, motion. What's that, Rav Ada? Yeah. So either the Rambam says it's because it says sheker, hine eid sheker ha'eid, that the aid, not the eidus, but the aid. And the Ritva says it's because the word sheker is redundant, so he says sheker aid. The sheker was in the aid himself. Yes.
But they're saying the same thing.
I mean, it's just a slightly different nuance in what the drush is. The bus says it's from the extra word sheker, and from the Rambam it's mashmah because both drushes, Rav Ada and Rav Tamar. There are just different ways to derive it. But I'm wondering, Rabosai, what's the pshat? These are drushes, good. So is it stamak zeres hakasuv? Could be. In other words, Lumashal, if the Edom say, second pair of Edom say that Reuven was with us. You say Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven was with us. He couldn't have killed Shimon where you say he killed him at that date, at that time, in that place, because Reuven was with us, or Shimon, the victim, was with us. So that would not give credibility to second pair over the first pair, betray or tray. That's called Hakrasha. That's not Hazama. Hazama, where the Torah gives credibility to the second pair of Edom, that's only when they say Imanu Hayisem, you were with us. Okay, so is there any rhyme or reason to this? I mean, Amaisa, why should you believe the second pair of Edom more than the first? The first pair of Edom say, we were there, we saw it, we are Edom. We were there, we said we saw it, we were there. Second pair says, you weren't. So no, so two should be also traitor. So you could say, it's all a, it's a Amaisa, it's a Xeris HaKasa. The Rambam is mashmal did that way, in the Yad, that is. The Rambam talks about Chasha versus Hazama. We talk about Yidu Kasha Zamam, Kita Eden Hamachisha Zuazu, Ein Kan Edus, Ein Onshin Esachas Behem. What is the difference between Akash and Azama? The Ram tells you the difference as the Mishnah articulates here. The Ram continues on Alacha Gimel. V'zeshe Yudches Gimel. V'zeshe and Mina Torah Edom Achronim Al Ha'Edom Harishon Gzeres HaKasuf. So you could say that's Gzeres HaKasuf. No reason why per se you should believe the second pair. I mean, it's their word against the first pair. Second. Could be a mocker for the Rambam. It's the Gemara Bava Kama, famous Gemara. Abayev said that only works for Rava. Abayev and Rava have machokes, daf ayin beis on the beis in Bava Kama, daf ayin gimel. It's eight zome mikan al haba, nifsal or mafeyahu nifsal. Abayev says, le mafeyahu nifsal. In other words, he says Eidus in Nisan, as Rashi here explains. And Hazama happens in Iyar. And he said other Eidus, he said other testimony between Nisan and Iyar. The Hazama only happened in Iyar. Now that we establish him to be a Rasha through the Hazama, so what about all those Eidus, Eidios that he said between the first Eidus that he became Hazomeman and the time of the Hazama itself? So Abaye says, L'mafreyahu nifsal. From the time that he said the first Eidos, he's pasul Eidos, and therefore any subsequent Eidos are thrown out, invalidated, once we know he was an Ezomen. And Rava says, Mikano lahabahu nifsal. Says the Gemara, Abaye amal mafreyahu nifsal, Nei hi shaita da asid havalei rasha, v'atora amal tashis rasha eid, Rava amal. So Abaye says he was a rasha from that time, so he's pasul from that. Rava says, Mikano lahabahu nifsal, Eid zomim chidushu. Eid zomim is a chidush. The hatrei trei ninu. My chazis, the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Why would you see fit to listen to these more than the others? I mean, it's pei trei. So it's a chidush to believe the second pier. Hilkach, engel chabal, mishas chidush ve'elach. The Rava says that if the Torah is machadish something which we wouldn't have thought on our own to believe the second pair, so we only take it from the point of the establishing the Hazama with the second pair and on. It doesn't go beyond that because it's a chidush. So in Rava, we see a little bit what the Rambam is saying to Gzeiras HaKasuv, it's a chidush. Shahir is, this is one of the Yalkigans, right? We hold like Abaye, so you have to know. Is Pshat Abaye doesn't agree it's a chidush? That's good for the machokes, Abaye v'Rava, or Abaye agrees it's a chidush, but nevertheless, what Torah establishes that chidush, so now it kicks in the mafreya. In other words, Rava just using the fact that it's a chidush to explain why he holds mikano labo nifsa. But lemaisa, in what Rava says, there's no machokes on that nekuda. There's a chidush, and that would be what the Rambam seems to be saying in the Yad. However, there are mashmos in a number of Rishonim. And I think we'll probably wait for it more, but just mentioning it just very, very quickly, that it could be there's a svara here. There's a Ramban in Chumash. Ramban in Chumash gives a svara. We have to come back to it, but he says that when you have Hazama, in a sense of Imanu Hayisem, you are with us, it's considered that they're being made on the Edom themselves. And just like if I would, Adam would testify about a person, they're a Gaza. So they could not be in a position to say, I'm not a Gaza and I betray a Trey, because they're negay of the Edus. That's the goof of the Edus. The person, the Edus is that you are a Pasul Edus. So the Ramban says, they cannot say that, to contradict, because it's as if you'd be testifying about Edom that you're Mechal Shabbos. So when you say Manu Yisem, it's like they're saying you violated Losana, you're not an aid. Again, even though the Akash is also saying in effect that they violated Losana, but somehow when it says Imanu HaYisem, it's as if they're made on Gufan Shalaitim. We have to be mouthed with this. But this is the Ramban and Chumash, we'll come back to. The Tour says this also. A little bit in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis. Even though the Rambam and the Yad calls it Xeris HaKasuv, could be it's mashing that way a little bit in the Pirush Mishnayis. So we have to at some point revisit this. Let's just start on the Hemshach HaGemara meanwhile. So this is the halacha, this is the klal of Hazama. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rav. Bo Shnayim V'amru. So two Edim testify, and they say, B'mizrach bira, harag pronias ha-nefesh. So they testify, in the east of this huge building, structure, there was an act of murder. Where were they, the Edim? Doesn't say where they were. They don't have to tell you where they were. They said where the Rotzeach was, where the Ritzicha took place. Yeah, so that was their Edus, that there was a Ritzicha took place, B'mizrach bira. Ubo Shnayim V'yomru, come at the second pair of Edom, and they say, V'halo b'mayrav bira imanu ha'yisem. But on that same day and time, you were with us, and the west side of this huge complex, Mayrav bira. So in effect they're saying that you could not have seen that act of murder where you say it took place because you were in a different location with us. So they want to discredit the first peer of Edim and be mazim them. Says Rav Chazina, we have to now evaluate. E kidekaimi ben mayrav bira, mechzal chazul mizrach bira. If when someone would be standing in the west of this complex, the west side of the complex, they would be able to see something happening, there's such an act happening in the mizrach bira, then ein eil zomim, then this, they don't become zomim. Because it's certainly still plausible that they were b'mayrav bira, and yet they saw what happened. Mizrach bira, Reuven killed Shimon, the imla. But if it would not be possible to see what was going on mizrach bira from mayrav bira, hare eil zomim. Because then, in effect, that's imanu ha'yisem. That's basically, as long as the second peer of Edom are saying, based on what they're saying, we know that the first peer of Edom could not have seen what they testified about. So that's a valid hazam. That's Rav's statement. Says Gemara Pshita. Pshita, of course, that seems like a pashut. You know that's normal. If you couldn't see from Mayrav bira to mizrach bira, then obviously that's kasha zama. That's an act of making them zomim, and otherwise it's not a zama. No, it's a chiddush here. What would I think, possibly? There is a slight possibility, not typical, not normal, but maybe, sometimes, could be, lechosh genahor bari. Let's be concerned, possibly, that they have extraordinary eyesight. Normally, you wouldn't imagine you could see from Mayrav bira to mizrach bira, but could be these Aden would be able to. Let's be concerned for that possibility. Kamashmon that we're not. Rashi, Bira, Trakan Gado, big complex, a big palace. In Hora Bari, Shema Mori Nam Shal Elu Bari. They have super eyesight. But Sofin Me Rachel Gyosami Men, more than us. So the fact that we can't see doesn't mean they couldn't see. A second, it's similar Gemara. V'yama Rava, another halacha, Bo Shnayim V'amru, comes to Edom, they testify B'sura, in the city of Sura in Bavel, B'tzafra in the morning, B'chad B'Shabbata on Sunday morning in Sura, Harag Ponias HaNefesh. So we saw a murder. Bo Shnayim V'amru, and another pair of Edom said, B'tanya, in the evening, B'chad B'Shabbata, Sunday evening, Imano Yisem Ben Harda. You are with us on Sunday evening in a Harda, So based on that, you could not have seen a murder happening on Sunday morning in Surah. So now, are we discrediting the first pier of Edom? Is this Hazam or not? Chazina. We have to assess. If from morning to evening, it would be possible to get from Surah in the morning, at the time that they said they saw the murder in Surah, to get to Nada in the evening, then there is no Hazama happening here, because it's certainly compatible with what they say and what the second pier say, not a contradiction. The Ilav, if it's not possible to get from the morning, Sunday morning in Surah to Sunday evening in the Hadar, then Havi Zomim. Then by saying, even if they didn't say you were with us at that time, in effect they're saying that. They're saying that based on what the second pair is saying, it's clear that they could not have been in Surah in the morning. So that's the equivalent of Hazam. Pshita. So once again, this is all Parshat. So maybe not. Let's be concerned, let's take into account the possibility of literally a flying camel, speedy mode of transportation, kamashmalan, that we're not. Says Rashi, gamu parcha min d'malan yesh, there were these camels in those days, shehem kalim b'mutsasam, ka'ofa pareach, they were so quick on their feet like a bird, and therefore, even though normally the transportation would not have allowed to get this distance in this amount of time, but maybe the Gamal Parcha scenario could have been, in fact, how the Aden, in fact, saw the murder in Surah in the morning and still got the Nada in the evening. So let's understand. These two Gemaras together, these taking into account the possibility, in the second case, of a Gamal Parcha, that maybe these Aden really are not saying Shekin. Or in the first case, maybe they have extraordinary eyesight. If we were to be choshesh for this possibility, what would that mean? Would that mean that therefore the edus that they said about Reuben killing Shimon would be accepted and Reuben would die based on this edus? Even though to kill Reuben based on the edus would have to assume a very far-fetched scenario that these edim see what most people can see. These edim found a way to transport themselves in a way which is totally not normal, a gamut parcha. Is that what's at stake in the Gemara? That to be choshesh, this havamina, be choshesh for gamut parcha, would have meant that Reuben would get killed based on the Adam's testimony remaining intact? Is that what's at stake here? It's a big machokis rishonis, this question. Is that part of the havamina? And this machokis is going to play out in Halacha L'maisa 2 in the Gemara. Let's see. How many got here ready? Ooh, okay. I can't tell you. I can't say too much then. Okay. All right. No, any questions on anything? Okay, so you have to look. Yeah, please.
So, first Kasha, why wouldn't they just go, if they're going to go check and see if they can see from the place, why wouldn't they just bring the Edom there? Maybe they could see. Check the actual Edom.
Maybe they had good eyesight a week ago when they saw the murder. Now the eyesight, they would have passed the test with flying colors a week ago, and now they would fail the test. Gamal Parcha was certainly can't check now. Gamal Parcha was then.
In the first case, if they're able to see from one side to the other side, so then they're still there. So when you're testifying that they're not there, so you're just telling them they're there. But the other case, they're not removing the gufa shalidus, meaning they're just testifying later on.
That's correct. But the Gemara doesn't see that as a chilk that's machalik. In other words, if based on the second pair of Edim, you now have established, if you take the second pair of Edim, here Moshe Yosef is asking that L'maisa, by saying you were in Hadar in the evening, on Sunday evening, you're not really saying Imanu Yisim at the time of the murder. But the answer is you are. Because you're saying that you could not have, you're still saying you could not have seen that Edim. It doesn't have to be you were with us at that time. That's what you see in the Gemara here. Hazama doesn't have to mean that you were there at that time with us. As long as the second pair of Edom are saying that you could not have seen that week, our Edus is establishing the Birur, that you could not have seen that Edus that you testified to. That's Hazama. But the Kshayla is, maybe this is not called Hazama because there is a slight possibility that even taking what the second pair of Edom said as correct, it doesn't preclude that the first pair of Edim could still have been saying Edus Emes. What we have to figure out is, does this have a mina, therefore, of Nahara Bari or Gamal Parcha even mean to the extent that you would kill the person? Or that's for sure not the issue. The issue is in terms of the status of the Edim themselves and whether you can kill the Edim based on Kashizan. That's a big machokas Rishonim. You have the Ritva on one hand, you see. And you look at one Mahalchim Rabbeinu Peretz, you see what Tosef Shan says, a different shot that the issue, and you see the implications are fascinating in terms of you have to think about the exact ramifications in terms of each of these shittas. There's a Tosis in Yavamas, there's a Gemara there, it's Masma that we are Choshish Vagamma Parach, how do you reconcile that with our Gemara? So anyway, that's we have our work cut out for us. How many would like to dive in?